Let's run down the most interesting stories on reskilling, upskilling, and talent transformation for March 2024. This is the Talent Transformation Podcast.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Welcome, everyone, to the Talent Transformation Podcast. It's where we talk about the techniques and technology of future-proofing your career and your business through continuous learning, reskilling, upskilling, and more. So let's run down those most interesting stories for March 2024. Let's learn.
One.
First up, according to TechCrunch, global business consulting giant Accenture will acquire the learning platform Udacity. Now, the purchase price was not disclosed, but last year there were rumors of an acquisition circulating for Udacity at a price of about $80 million. Now, that's a lot of money, but it's a significant reduction from its heyday valuation of upwards of $1 billion that was assigned in 2015. Anyway, in addition, Accenture also announced that they will invest upwards of $1 billion in a homegrown learning platform called LearnVantage. Now, this acquisition still needs to be approved by regulators, but it's important in that it demonstrates the value recognized by some of the world's largest service provider organizations and the investments they are willing to make as technology relentlessly drives forward. They understand that this is a growth area for services and that their enterprise customers want it and need it. And we could not agree more.
Two.
Our second interesting story of the month comes out of Singapore. Now, Singapore has long been a leader in education investment. Now, they announced a radical new program in March to address the opportunities and threats presented by automation, AI, and machine learning. Now, earlier this month, Indranil Rajah, second Minister of Finance and National Development for Singapore, discussed the city-state's Skills Future program. It's a program that's targeted at Singapore citizens aged 40 years old and up who can be reskilled and upskilled. Now, this will help them prevent from being displaced by AI. When asked about the urgency of the program, Minister Rajah said, "The reason is that the pace of change has been accelerating. Digitization, new growth areas like sustainability and artificial intelligence. These are things that employers and employees have to grapple with, and hence, the need to upskill, learn new skills, diverse skills has significantly accelerated." Now, it's our take that the Singapore government has correctly recognized the situation. Innovations like AI will have a continuing and profound impact on existing workers, and upskilling and reskilling is mission critical to all of us succeeding in the economy.
Three.
Our third story today is about how reskilling and upskilling is actually a universal issue. Now, many of us in the reskilling, upskilling, and talent transformation space, we focus on IT skills, and that kind of makes sense because that seems to be where the biggest need is. But innovation and change impact every industrial segment. This month's case in point, the construction industry. According to a recent article in Construction Briefing, with the demands of the construction sector changing, they are seeing a skills shortage that is slowly growing and becoming increasingly concerning over time. The article goes on to suggest that more than 2 million workers will be needed in the construction sector in Europe alone by 2030. This is not only due to new building technologies and methods, including things like digital transformation and the integration of technologies such as building information modeling, drones, and automation, but also due to retiring current workers who are highly skilled in their space and a shortage of new workers entering the construction fields. This is a story every business leader understands. The need for rapid reskilling, upskilling, and talent transformation is real, and it impacts every corner of the global economy. These are the top three most interesting stories for March in 2024 around reskilling, upskilling, and talent transformation, as defined by me, your host. Links to all the articles mentioned in this episode will be listed in the show notes. The Talent Transformation Podcast is brought to you by StackFactor.ai. Complete enterprise-class talent transformation at the speed of AI. That's StackFactor AI. Do you have an interesting article or story related to reskilling, upskilling, or talent transformation that you would like us to mention on a future podcast? Send it to us at podcast@stackfactor.ai. I'm your host, Jeff Hardy. See you all next time. Cheers.